This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Hey you, are you wasting your time on social media again? Your brothers and sisters in Islam Net from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.
There was looters that came out of Gaza who were not part of Hamas.
So my simple question is this. Yeah. Was it a terror attack?
Anyone who killed civilians, yeah, should be condemned.
It's a terror attack.
Reprehensible. Anyone who kills civilians is a criminal.
Was it a terror attack?
What?
October the 7th.
And when I asked you, you said, what define a terror attack is that you target
You've
civilians,
You've had the
right?
definition from Douglas.
Yes, okay. You target civilians, right? So then I want to ask, I'll answer that question.
No, just answer
I want to ask that question, but I just for sake of consistency, when the British Army targeted German civilians in World War II, was that a terror attack?
No, because they were responding to Nazi Germany's attempt to destroy the
wait
world.
Wait a minute. So rewind that, Abhi.
Wait a minute.
This is the bit, bro. This is a strong, very strong ending.
This is the bit where you say what hijab says. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Listen to this very carefully. Yeah.
What defines a terror attack is that you target
You've
civilians,
had the
right?
definition from Douglas.
Yes, okay. You target civilians, right? So then I want to ask, I'll answer that question.
No, just answer.
I want to ask that question, but I just
just answer my question.
Targeted German civilians in World War II, was that a terror attack?
No, because they were responding to Nazi Germany's attempt to destroy the world.
So you're saying that.
You don't understand the moral difference.
So you're saying that because of who they were fighting, it's not a terror attack to kill, to target civilians.
Are you
is that what you're saying?
We have to wrap this up. I'm asking.
Is that okay?
Go back.
So his neighbors are calling the police right now.
Let's see that again.
It's not a terror attack to kill, to target civilians.
Is that
what you're saying?
We have to wrap this up. I'm asking. I'm saying there's no moral equivalence between us defending ourselves against Nazi Germany, who committed a Holocaust that killed, in fact, they killed 12 million people.
Did Britain launch war on Germany because of the Jews?
Huh?
Did Britain declare war on Germany because of, for the sake of Jews?
Britain declared war
did
on Germany.
Did Winston Churchill, in his ultimatum to Britain Hitler, did he say, stop persecuting Britain Jews? Do you know why? Because at that time, anti-Semitism was so rife that people didn't care about the plight of the Jews. It was only afterwards, after they discovered the death camps and so on and so forth. Mm. Don't pretend that the Allies launched this war for the sake of Jews.
I didn't
anti-Semitism,
say that.
Anti-Semitism
We only discovered
was
the full horror
then.
Of the concentration camps towards the end of the war.
Yeah,
we did it to save our democracy and freedom.
And right?
What are the Palestinians doing?
Listen, have you seen the Palestinians
The idea is any moral equivalence is ridiculous. But let me come back one more time before we finish to my simple question. Was what happened on October the 7th a terror attack?
I'm telling you that if you refuse to call the bombing of Dresden as a terror attack,
I tried.
Then why?
I've got to leave it there.
Is that not hypocritical? I'm totally fine to call it a terror attack. If you're willing to call it a terror attack too,
listen.
Let's join each other in condemning both things, including the IDF as what they're doing as a terror attack.
I do not believe IDF.
Then that's being
a hypocrite.
No,
that's being hypocritical.
You're a hypocrite.
All this is a terror attack.
Yeah, you're not.
You have to be consistent.
You're a hypocrite.
Final word to you.
Yeah, final
word.
You know, yesterday I was.
That was very strong ending, isn't it?
Of very powerful.
And political issues. This is important.
You know what, bro? I think there's
your brothers and sisters in Islam Net from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. This center, this masjid, this educational institution will act like a beacon of light, calling the Muslims in Norway back to the essence of Islam. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even